the fireside. With you I'll be content. In the gloaming by the fireside, every hour will be well spent. We'll see our hopes and dreams, dear, like pictures in the fire, finding in its gleams, dear, a heart's desire.
Is that you?
Hello. I thought I heard your key in the lock. I hope your day was a nice one. Go and sit in the chair by the fire, and I'll put on a record, then go and make us some tea. Or would you prefer something a little stronger?
Scholars at the Sacré-Cœur Convent in Honor Oak was Patricia Jacqueline Sibley, living at 112 Woodward Road in Dulwich. Although recordings have been issued earlier under that name as a child vocalist, it was not until she was auditioned by that astute judge of female voices, Bert Ambrose, that she emerged as Anne Shelton. There then ensued, between 1940 and 1945, a string of records with the Ambrose Orchestra, which disclosed a rich, warm voice of quite outstanding maturity.
Hello. cupboard, went to the cupboard. Walter Shonk awaited her. The dinner was gone and the cupboard bare. Old Mother Hubbard went to the cupboard. Strange that no one noticed that the poor little dog was so nice and fat. Very soon the news was all about. The troops turned out, the town to scout. Everyone began to cry, "Stop thief!" The little dog smiled and showed his teeth. Poor Mother Hubbard, bare was the cupboard. The little dog looked fit to burst, but that's 'cause he went to the cupboard first.
Mountaineers, a recording band from the 1930s and led by Joe Brunelli. In their lineup, they had such star singers as Cavan O'Connor, Sam Brown, and the lovely Phyllis Robbins. Ted Heath played trombone, and Nat Ganella also played trumpet. An impressive lineup, I think you'll agree, just by naming those few. Old Mother Hubbard featured Cavan O'Connor on vocals, and oh dear, Tiddles wasn't impressed by the song. Oh dear.
Last only for a day, then a silver lining comes shining through. There's one for me and one for you. Sometimes when you're weary and life seems all in vain, remember that the sunshine will follow after rain. So keep on building castles, although they may fall. For troubles are like bubbles, that's all. Thank you.
Brown and his Grosvenor band with Troubles Are Like Bubbles. The vocalist was pianist Harry Evans. Now, Philip Brown had originally been in charge of the Midland based band called Domino's Dance Band, and after that, in 1936, he became controller of dance music for the BBC, a position that he held right through to the end of the Second World War, and after which he then went off to form a talent agency. Now let's hear something from George Fisher and his Kit Kat Band, and they're asking, along with Phil Arnold on vocals, how long has this been going on?
Swing now, dear mother-in-law.
second George there, George Elric. This time it was with his Swing Music Makers. Now George was a highly popular host of the BBC radio programme Housewife's Choice, which was on every weekday morning during the Second World War, and he had a moment when he thought he was going to be fired on the spot. And he'd unfortunately left the microphone on by mistake, and one morning this was, and he was singing the theme tune as it played out of the show. His listeners, though, saved him by writing in by the hundreds, asking to actually hear more of him singing. Covent Garden. That was a familiar song, I think you'll agree, The Peanut Vendor, and it was recorded in 1931 by Alan Green and his band. Alan Green was, by all accounts, an extrovert, and he toured all over the kingdom with considerable success in the 1920s. During the summer season, he would play in the West End of London at the hotels, which would include the Dorchester, the Grosvenor House, and Claridge's. And Alan's career spanned an incredible five decades, and he was active in music right up to 1953, when sadly, ill health forced him into retirement. Now let's have something from our Henry. Thank you.
loudly, the guards are marching proudly, the band played a regimental tune. And then came such an eyeful, a guardsman dropped his rifle, he left the ranks and then began to fool. With a hidey hidey ho began the crazy show. The captain started dancing, the colonel's horse was prancing, when the guardsman started crooning on parade. The band played red hot rhythm, they knew the stuff to give them, when the guardsman started crooning on parade. The bugler got excited, he started in to blow. The troops joined in the chorus with the hidey, hidey, ho,
ready.
It seemed the blinking army went absolutely balmy when the guardsmen started crooning on parade.
I love you, Sergeant Major. I love your eyes of blue. Without you, Sergeant Major, whatever should I do? When ends the brain of dawning, the bugle starts to play. You wish us all good morning and chase our cares away.
Attention, Private Crosby! Don't you know you're on parade?
Please, Sergeant Major, don't be so angry with me.
The captain started dancing, the colonel's horse was prancing, when the guardsman started crooning on parade. The major looked so happy, he roared, let's make it snappy, when the guardsman started crooning on parade. That military Crosby kept crooning sweet and low, until the sergeant major shouted, what the so-and-so? He coughed and then went balmy, he shocked the blinking army, when the guardsman started crooning on parade.
By Burton Gillis and with George Elric, yes, him again, and Don Donovan sharing the vocals. That was When the Guardsman Starts Crooning on Parade, and it was recorded in London on the 13th of November 1935. So, we haven't had an instrumental yet, have we? No. Well, how about this one? It's from Spike Hughes, and it's the lovely Pastoral. Thank you.
As I look at you, a thought goes through my mind. What a marvelous find you'd make upon the screen. And I am proud that I have you right by my side. But I'd be satisfied to lend you to the people to be seen. You ought to be in pictures, you're wonderful to see. You ought to be in pictures, how beautiful you would be. Your voice would thrill a nation, your face would be adored. You'd make a great sensation with wealth and fame, your reward. And if you should kiss the way you kiss when we are all alone, you'd make every girl and man a fan worshipping at your throne. Say you ought to shine as brightly as Jupiter and Mars. You ought to be in pictures, my star of stars.
Douglas was also a band leader in his own right, but as we just heard, he also recorded separately as a vocalist. You Ought to Be in Pictures was recorded at the Kit Kat Club in London in April of 1934, and it was with Teddy Joyce and his dance music. Let's have a little bit of Sidney Kite now, and this is his 1936 recording of A Pretty Girl Is Like a Melody.
Girl is like a melody that haunts you night and day, just like the strain of a haunting refrain. She'll start upon a marathon and run around your brain. You can't escape. In your memory by morning, night and noon, she will leave you and then come back again. A pretty girl is just like a pretty tune.
That was wonderful Cyril Grantham, of course, on vocal, and Sidney Kite and his Piccadilly Hotel Band. It was recorded in London on the, I think it was the last day of June in 1936, for Decca Records, it says here on the label. And let's have our weekly spa now, I think, courtesy of Mr. Leslie Cerrone.
Oh, I can't breathe.
Well, don't bother.
But I'm hoarse.
Nay, nay. What with the breezes and weather that freezes, we're all of us getting a cold. Everyone's sneezing and everyone's wheezing, but cough drops are good, so I'm told. So if you feel a cold coming on, a muffler and coat you should don, and go toddling off to the cough drop shop, to the cough drop shop, go toddling off to the cough drop shop on the cold and frosty morning. When you get to the cough drop shop, remember when you're coughing, it's not the cough that carries you off, it's the coughing that carries you off in. Let's go for the undertaker, another little job for the tombstone maker.
You've got a nasty cough, you know, Grandpa. I know, my dear. You know, the doctor told me to take that pill. He said, you keep that on your tummy all night, you'll be all right in the morning. I dip it every time I sneeze, the blessed thing rolled off.
Archie was sober and late in October, he thought he'd go hiking for fun. Got in the muddle and splashed in the puddle, so thought to the doctor he'd run. The doctor said, take off those shorts, if you think that you're out of sorts. Go toddling off to the cough drop shop, to the cough drop shop, go toddling off to the cough drop shop on the cold and frosty morning. When you get to the cough drop shop, remember when you're coughing, it's not the cough that carries you off, it's the coughing they carry you off in. Brown's missus had a nasty hacking cough. She coughed so hard that it nearly took her off. Old Brown sighed and said, my sweetie, we must go to the cough drop shop next door. She took a cough drop every evening, said she had a funny feeling. It stopped her barking and her sneezing when she swallowed the box as well. Brother Jacob had a nasty cough. Toddling off to the cough drop shop, to the cough drop shop, go toddling off to the cough drop shop on the cold and frosty morning. When you get to the cough drop shop, remember when you're coming, it's not the cough that carries you on, it's the cough that carries you on.
say either, and I say either. You say neither, and I say neither. Either, either, neither, neither. Let's call the whole thing off. You like potatoes, and I like potatoes. You like tomatoes, and I like tomatoes. Potatoes, potatoes, tomatoes, tomatoes. Let's call the whole thing off. But oh, if we call the whole thing off, then we must part. And oh, if we have a part, then that might break my heart. So if you like pajamas and I like pajamas, I'll wear pajamas and give up pajamas. For we know we need each other, so we better call the calling off off. Let's call the whole thing off.
Leading the New Mayfair Dance Orchestra and Fiesta, from 1931. So let's have another Mr. Noble now, because I know he's very popular with everybody. And again, this also features Al Boley on vocals. And it's a charming song about the old spinning wheel. Yes, that was Tiddle's favourite record of the week. Another excellent choice there, young man. Bless him. Let's hear for something now that you might not be familiar with. It's from the Octocross record label. Yes, I know, a very rare label. And it's from 1934. This is Eddie Wood. Thank you. Sadly almost forgotten now. That was Eddie Wood and his band and Tinkle Tinkle Tinkle, recorded in July of 1934 in London. I don't really know much about him, unfortunately, but I will endeavour to find out and impart the information to you when I find it. Oh, I've just seen the time. Let's finish up with the Swing Timers and Sam Costa. And this is from 1936. It's a song I'm sure you'll recognise. It's called Pick Yourself Up.
Start all over again. Don't lose your confidence if you slip. Be grateful for a pleasant trip and pick yourself up. Dust yourself off. Start all over again. Work like a soul inspired till the battle of the day is won. You may be sick and tired, but you'll be a man, my son. Will you remember the famous men who had to fall to rise again? So take a deep breath, pick yourself up, and dust yourself off. Oh, start all over again.
You enjoyed the music I've played for you this evening. You did? Oh, good. So let's do it all again next week, shall we? Well, I'll go and wash up our cups and start the dinner. I wonder what the coming week will bring. I hope it's only nice things. Come on, Tiddles. We need to start making our dinner.
Are you a dreamer too? Love makes us all dreamers, and the loveliest dreams of all are those you dream together, sitting side by side by the fireside.
Side, every hour will be well spent. we'll see our hopes and dreams here like pictures in the fire, finding in its gleams, dear, our heart's desire. In an armchair by the fireside, just big enough for two, we'll be happy, oh so happy, while we do as lovers do. With no one there to notice, a little kiss or two, in the gloaming by the fireside with you.
Now we leave these magic melodies to linger on the air, and we say farewell once more until next week. Farewell to all sweethearts.